This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. administration in Iraq is rebuilding the country's broadcast network with the goal of reaching the entire country to compete with popular Arabic satellite channels such as Al Jazeera. The Iraqi Media Network, or IMN, was created to replace the Ministry of Information under the deposed regime. But it's meeting resistance. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to Mosul in northwest Iraq, where managers of a local station fear the arrival of IMN.
Every Saturday morning, it's open phones on Mosul's AM radio station. Iraqis can call in and ask the U.S. brigade commander in charge of the city, Colonel Joe Anderson, anything. And through a translator, they do.
First issue is about the teachers. They have been working 4 months ago. Will they be paid and when?
It's about the 10th time we've answered this question.
Production facilities are crude. The studio is one tiny corner of a single wide trailer. There's no soundproofing. To get a caller on the air, the host puts the phone on speaker and points a mic at it. Before the war, this was just an emergency antenna, a 1 kilowatt transmitter, and some support equipment, much of which was looted. Engineer Hyman Fadhil worked days and nights to help create a station.
At the end of this war, we started transmitting here. We had no programs. So we had to start our own programs.
For programming, they went on gut rather than research. They wound up with the call-in show, plus a mix of news, advice and information programs, and music. But Fadhil, who was elected to be station manager, is worried. The Iraqi Media Network, part of the U.S. administration here, is coming to town.
They are trying to give us their own program. We had to retransmit it again, and we had to stop our own program that we did after the war.
That, he says, would be a pity.
How do you feel when you make something and after many days somebody told you that, okay, cancel all and put this one?
Last week, Iraqi Media Network technicians installed equipment so Mosul can get a downlink from Baghdad. Next month, programming details are expected to be hashed out. Gary Thatcher is head of the U.S.-run Office of Strategic Communications here. IMN is part of that and has been declared owner of all the TV and radio stations once of Saddam's regime. Thatcher's first aim is to unite them.
So we have to get across the notion that you don't kind of pick and choose what you want. You basically take what the network feed is, and then we build from that.
Consistent national programs are crucial, Thatcher says, to help Iraqis understand what's going on.
Up-to-date current information about the latest in security, the latest in municipal services, what the government is up to, what the constitutional process is up to, what referendums are, how you vote in an election, voter registration. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we're building a country here.
IMN has been criticized, even by employees, as making propaganda, or at least as supporting the U.S. administration's point of view. Iraqis say that's to be expected. Fadhil at the AM station in Mosul is not anti-U.S. His station and the sister TV operation there broadcast coalition news every day. That's how they manage to pay salaries. Major Charmaine Means is a public affairs officer and military liaison with Mosul local media.
These folks have been providing the coalition forces services, so we've moved to the concept of paying for airtime. We have nightly coalition forces updates on the TV. My team does the little video CD that's the supporting visuals of what we're doing here.
IMN is due to take over paying salaries at the Mosul stations. It's not clear what will happen to the nascent advertising effort there. At a Baghdad AM station, there's no interest in seeking advertising. Manager Mohammed Hassan Mohammed says IMN money is better. He believes his programming will become the national radio AM feed and sent to places like Mosul. He can beat any local station, he says, because he's part of the U.S.-led administration.
We are the center. And the center, that means beside of the government. All this new news, we get it from the government.
Both Mohammed in Baghdad and Fadhil, his counterpart in Mosul, say they are working for the Iraqi people. One person, a TV salesman in Mosul, wants all kinds of news, including quick details when explosions happen in his neighborhood. For that, he says, he has to turn to satellite. Emily Harris, NPR News,